F. Another side to London. London is more than red double-deckers, afternoon tea, smiling bobbies, shopping, walking in Hyde Park, and Madame Tussauds. This fantastic city also has a violent side that very few tourists know about. But Nico does. He has grown up right in the middle of it.
My name's Nico. I just finished school and I'm 16 years old. School was all right at first, but then it just got kind of boring. Some subjects were all right, like media studies and business studies and all the new stuff on the curriculum. In business studies, you get to learn about finance and how to work your way into the market, what to do and what not to do. I'd like to start my own business in the future, maybe in motor vehicles or something else that interests me, music, for example. I do music myself. I'm a rapper. I've performed a few places, like in school talent shows and stuff. When I was 14, I performed at an event that happens here every year called Bigger Fish, in front of 500 people. That was nerve-wracking, but I got a hold of myself and I did it well. I'd like to develop my skills in music and maybe learn to play a musical instrument, like the piano. In my spare time, I make music, play basketball, and hang out with my friends or go to the youth club. After youth club, it's kind of dangerous to go outside. It starts around 8:30. You get people coming around a lot, people who want to do harm to you. There are gang wars and stuff. There's a lot of rivalry. It's quite intense sometimes. They come in cars and on motorbikes and use knives and guns. Sometimes you have to lay low and stay in your house. You have boys coming from other areas and they will just drive past and spray the whole street with bullets so anyone can get hit. Some people try to protect themselves by making sure they've got their own weapons to know that they can shoot back and get away. That's what forces a lot of the young kids to arm themselves. You can have a normal group of friends, but just because you know someone that is gang affiliated, their rival would think that you're involved as well. Sometimes there's a gunfight and people get killed. Sometimes a petty little argument could set everything off. I know many people who've been killed. Contract killing is normal. Even in the house we're in, I know a young boy who was shot dead. A friend of mine was about my age, 15 or 16, when he killed someone. He's in jail now. He got 20 to life. When the sun is out, that's when the guns are out, because you get everyone coming outside. Sometimes arguments could be over girls. If a guy tries to get another guy's girl, then stuff is going to happen. When they go after one person because they don't shoot properly and just spray the road, they often end up shooting someone else's kid. And then you've got another war on your hands, so it doesn't ever stop.